very emotional right now for a lot of reasons. That was one of the greatest interviews I've ever heard. It was amazing to have Daniel on. The stakes are extremely high. It is not hyperbole. It is not exaggeration. It is everything that we have talked about. Pastor Butch on yesterday, everything that I've tried to instill about the founding of our country, of who we are, mankind, our future, this is all on the line. And whatever package they put it in, how they wrap it up, and how they Silicon Valley over it, they are trying to take your divinity, to take your dominion, to take it from you and make you a serf and a slave under a satanic dominion, under satanic control, where the God of the universe, our creator, wants to give us everything and wants to give us abundance and wants to give us life. They are about death. They are about contraction. They are about stopping the oil industry. They are about getting rid of cheap energy. They are about taking and wasting all of your efforts, all of your energy to force you by EPA, to force you by regulations, to force you by all these unlawful, illegitimate, immoral taxes, to deceive you, to uneducate you, to send you to these government schools where you turn out, where you can't even think straight, where you can hardly read, where you can't add. They are destroying your divinity. If you are a Christian, I got accused. Somebody sent a letter, said you are causing dichotomies. Of course I am creating dichotomies. Of course I am screaming about dichotomies. Because there are two in front of you. Let me wade through all these weeds and make it clear to you. This is about the foundation of this country. We hold these truths to be self-evident, a world based on truth, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or this is a United Nations world where you can do nothing except the will and purposes of the United Nations are fulfilled. The God of this world, the God of Caesar, or the God of the Bible. You think I'm being too dramatic? You are ignorant. I am no longer, people have told me, be careful what you say, or you're going to piss people off. I don't care. There was a 15-year-old kid I met when I was traveling the other day talking about gun control. He was 15 years old. I went off on him. And I don't mean angrily. I mean systematically, intelligently, I went off on him because he said that the Bill of Rights is a 300-year-old document that doesn't have significance anymore. This is about honesty. This is about integrity. We know that 138,000 votes straight went for Joe Biden about 4 or 5 in the morning in Michigan. We know that many of the precincts, more people voted than live in the damn county. Just happens to be around Detroit, around Grand Rapids, around the inner cities, the Democratic controlled strongholds. Now look in Georgia where they wait, Atlanta, Democratic all controlled. You see where we're at? They're stealing this. And Mitt Romney, just another side note. In 2012, around Philadelphia area, there were 59 precincts. And write this down. This is a statistical, historical fact. 59 precincts around the Philadelphia area had 100% of their votes for Barack Obama. 59, 100% of their votes were for Barack Obama. Mitt Romney got one. Why did we not hear about this under Mitt Romney? Because Mitt Romney's part of the whole darn thing. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's not, he's part of it. He just goes along with it and just becomes senator of Utah or whatever. He doesn't care. They all go along. They all laugh at us. He's a backstabber. He's a Judas goat. That's why I detest Chris Wallace. I hate Chris Wallace more than I hate Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is at least honest when it comes to compared to Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is a Judas goat. He is stabbing you in the back, presenting himself as a disciple of conservatism, as a disciple of decency. And yet he's stabbing you and twisting you and manipulating Trump's words and manipulate. On that election night, that little bastard was the one who stood up and defended when they wanted to call Arizona for that election. Do you know why they did that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they could not have Trump, in your mind, look like he was winning. And they had to control Arizona. They had all the math. The election went so far for Donald Trump. I would be shocked if Biden got 40% of the vote in this country. I would be shocked. It went so far into Trump's area that they had to pre-call Arizona because they were desperate, desperate, ladies and gentlemen. Then all the districts where they have voted now more than people live in the damn county. Why did they have to do that? They didn't have to do that before because voter turnout wasn't that much, because there weren't so many votes for Mitt Romney or John McCain or whoever. Trump exploded the dynamic. So many people voted for Donald Trump and got the percentage so high up, they only had so little left that they needed more than that. So now 105% of the precinct voted. You tell me how that's possible, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else to say to you. Now, what to do about it? Daniel Estlund's made a pretty clear message, his case. I'm not telling you that, but we better do something. We better raise holy hell. You better use your influence. You better get on your knees and pray. You say, well, I don't want to be told what to do. Fine, then don't do it. Fine. I've done everything I can. Myself, my family, we've done everything we can. We work very hard. My uncle's listening. My uncle's on here. We work very hard. I'm not trying to say we sacrifice. That's not the word I want to use for this. I don't consider it that. We work very hard. We arrange our life so that we can be here and bring these people on. And all of it is for this moment. Everything that we have done on this show, everything that I have done, my uncle's done, what Joyce brought me on, and she passed 4 years ago, everything was for this moment. What will you believe? What will you see? What will you do? It is up to you. My cousin called me this morning. We got Jeffrey Matz on hold. Jeffrey Matz here from jeffreymatt.com. M-A-T-T-E is his last name. jeffreymatt.com. My cousin called me before the show. Of course, she felt very bad about what happened on election. We talked about a few things. I believe she listened to Daniel Estlund. I don't know. She had a story to tell me that sent shivers down my back. She lives in North Carolina. We know about some of this overt cheating. Like Daniel Estlund said, they don't even care anymore. They're just overt about it. They don't even care. They don't even care if you know about it. It's in your face. One, it shows that they're desperate. Two, it shows that they don't care because they don't think you will do anything. My aunt asked me, how do they get away with this? Well, they've only done it for 80 years. What makes them think that they would get caught now? They have all the media. They have all the judges. Who's going to do anything? Trump didn't arrest anybody the first 4 years. Nobody. Well, what makes you think something's going to happen? Anyway, getting to my cousin. Her name is Lisa. I'm not going to give her last name. She's a business owner. She's been on before to talk about the PPE and all that boondoggle and the unrealistic and just the hell they put her through. I don't know what else to say. She's going to tell about her vote in North Carolina. This is North Carolina. They haven't declared the state yet. This is one of the key things that they've held up. They stopped the votes. I don't know why they could stop the votes on election day. I don't know. Lisa, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate being on again.
Why don't you just basically tell, you know, what happened to you over the last few hours and what came to your attention and how that made you feel?
Well, like many, I was up till very late hours on election day, going to bed at 4 a.m. in the morning, and pretty much took the last 24 hours just trying to catch up on rest, avoid TV, everything else, electronics, just to kind of try to get away from it and calm down and reprocess this whole situation. And so this morning I got up and did my whole electronic checking of emails, voicemails, you know, Facebook, Instagram, trying to go through. And I see on a Facebook post, I'm like, oh, there's a friend of mine who's in their 60s, pretty prominent leader in our community, who is a Republican. And he says he checked with the North Carolina State Board of Elections on their website to see how his vote went through, which I never actually even thought of doing that. That's just me not knowing, me not realizing to check those sort of things. And he did not see his vote down on there. It wasn't on there. And he early voted. And in North Carolina, we have an early voting for like a month. I mean, it might be a little less than that, give or take. But it's a long process that allows everyone to get in. You don't have long lines. We've done that for years. We never had mail-in. We've always had absentee, early voting, and in-person voting on Election Day. And early voting is also considered in-person. It's not absentee. And so I thought, well, let me check mine. I'm looking, and I don't see it on my history. I'm like, where is it? And then I'm going down, and I saw a little one by the absentee. I'm like, what do you mean absentee? I didn't submit or request an absentee. And it says, I requested an absentee, and I had an absentee ballot or absentee ballot, and it said that it was on a day I did not vote in person, first of all, and then they counted it on 11/3. And I'm like, one, I didn't have absentee, and two, this isn't the day I voted. And so it's completely inaccurate. And so I immediately called you, and not only hearing that this other friend of mine didn't have his counted for, and then mine's inaccurate, and I just like, this is just very, I felt like, wait a minute, I felt like my identity was stolen, that my vote, that's like probably one of the most sacred rights that I have is my vote. And I trust until I'm told otherwise that I can't trust. And I just like, you just made me distrust a system that is a sacred right in our country. That's what defines our country, with this whole Bill of Rights and Constitution and our ability to vote as legal citizens in our country and have legal votes. And I'm like, why? What's going on here? And it just really surprised me. I'm like, geez, why'd I wake up this morning again? Because it's just like after a whole day of trying to deal with the election, and I saw this, I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I put it out there on Facebook, and other people started chiming in on some of their, you know, experiences or things that happened. And I told them, check your vote, because you know, there are discrepancies. And I had someone who is on the border, leans kind of left, saying, well, it looks like your vote was accurately counted. I said, well, a vote was counted, and it was not accurate. So when I saw that, I was like, you know, really, are you going to try to justify this? Like, everything else for the last 7 months of what we've endured has been justified. The lack of accuracy that has happened, and in our day and age with our country and where it's at and what it can't do, and we're just letting government and everybody get away for not being accountable and accurate. And I mean, everyone knew how important this is. And so that was my experience. And I'm just saddened by this, and I'm just disheartened. And now I'm like, did my vote go towards that count? My actual vote, the way I voted, you know, straight Republican is how I voted. Did it go to that? And now I don't know. And I talked to the Board of Elections, and they just say, well, it's a stupid mistake. And I'm like, so you're calling yourself as a government stupid, and I'm supposed to trust that process.
Well, that's the only thing that you can trust about that conversation. That's accurate.
Yeah.
So you checked your also to make this clear, you checked your father's vote, and his was counted correctly, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not like everybody's vote was, but it's not like everybody's vote was wrong. Your father's was correct. Yours wasn't. A friend of yours wasn't Republican, prominent Republican. You're Republican. Let me get your take on just what you've seen over the last two or three days. What has gone through
your mind? You mean here in North Carolina?
No. Just in general, just anything. Anything that's like, you know, the election in North Carolina, anything. The election, how you feel, anything.
What I'm seeing since March, which, you know, this is more than, this election is huge. I mean, this is huge, another defining moment. But it comes from everything else that's happened for the last 7 to 9 months. And it makes you wonder why it happened. That everything that's happening is just complete opposite of the way it was, all because of a pandemic and the states and federal government's ability, mainly the state's ability, to declare a national emergency. Therefore, they can change whatever they want to change with the governor stroking it. And we have a Democrat governor. You just write it down. And here you go. It's changed. No legislation. Here you go. Your business is shut down. You wear a mask. You do this. And, you know, everything has just been justified to do whatever anyone wants because of this public health emergency. and it has ruined everything. And it's just, you get to a point where we're now at a final election where we can place a vote and try to voice our frustration with how it was handled. And it's just that it seems like people have just kind of become submissive to this. Like, it's just like everyone's kind of been, okay, well, we were shut down. Well, we don't have a business. Well, we'll open maybe. Or, you know what, it's really unsafe. I could die. I could hurt. You know, just all these different, everyone's just kind of, well, whatever. And they're just not really feeling, you know, between that, justifying the loss of our First Amendment right, where our churches can't worship, justifying all these losses. I'm like, you're just giving up our rights because of this public state health emergency. And it makes you wonder where that came from. I mean, I'm just a regular person out on the streets running a business in a small town. And it just, even I'm just like, where did that come from in order to put this much chaos and to create this much submissiveness in our communities to just let it happen and to just watch our rights be taken away? And not only that, but my church, which has everything they can do to socially distance and do whatever grocery store, mass protest, everyone else is, they can socially distance, mask, everything else, plenty of volunteers to sanitize. The actual organization, whole national, international organization that told all their churches you cannot open. So they let go of their First Amendment right in our country. The church let go of that.
So it just makes me wonder,
what is this about?
Let me pause you 1 second. I'm getting texts from some of the listeners. They're saying it's cutting. Whenever you say something important, it's cutting out. I don't know if everybody's experiencing that. I don't know. I can hear you perfect. See, that's what I don't understand. See, that's how. Okay. I don't know if they're listening on TalkStream Live. I don't know. Here's what I do.
Well, I know Daniel Estelan was cutting out a little bit too. I'll move it to another room and make sure and see if that helps.
No, you're perfectly clear to me. You're perfectly clear to me.
Well.
The thing I want people to understand, they may not see this. You may not understand the amount of force that comes down on a show like this. If Biden gets elected, I won't be on air that long. I'm pretty confident. I don't even want to say that. I'm just telling you. You don't understand the amount of force, the amount of control, the control of media and how important this show is. And the reason radio is one of the things they still cannot censor, haven't up until this point. You're going to see all the censorship in social media and Twitter. They're censoring Donald Trump. They're censoring my cousin from North Carolina trying to tell you that her vote is not accurately counted on the North Carolina Election Board website. They say she requested an absentee ballot. She never requested an absentee ballot. This is North Carolina. This is one of the states that is being held up, democratically controlled, still under some stage of lockdown from this COVID, whatever, debacle, whatever you want to call it. Okay, the force and the manipulation and the power, when are we going to stop giving it to these animals? To these satanic animals, to these succubuses, to these Judas goats, to these liars. When? Okay, Lisa, you're a very intelligent person. I respect you so much. I mean, I'm not trying to get personal here on air. What do you see going forward? What is going through your mind right now? Where do you think this is going to go?
Well, looking at just the submissiveness of what I'm seeing in response on Facebook. I see people checking, but I'm seeing them accept inaccuracies. And I do hear people that are also seeing it, you know, the fact that their votes are.
So you're saying there's a lot of inaccuracies. So a lot of people are saying, oh yeah, it is inaccurate. Oh yeah, something is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's not identified right, but oh, and I'm like, wait a minute. How can this be? And so I'm just seeing this acceptance. And it's at the end of an acceptance of what has been going on for the last 7 months. Again, how this all started and how it's created this mindset of, well, you know, and accepting inaccuracies, accepting mistakes, accepting things that are not done right. It's just everything is being become accepting and the submissiveness. And now I'm sitting here going, and, you know me, we talked. I've had my son in school for 3 weeks, mainly because I have to at this point. He's a kindergartner. You know, and the mistakes and and it was virtual before that for 5 weeks. And it's just like, and I basically voiced my concern and I was banned off of Zoom because of it. So, I mean, it's just, the acceptance. And if you disagree or you challenge or you try to question or you try to partner with them, which is the term I use, I just want to partner with you on my son's education. I want to make sure he's right. They ban you. They don't want that.
At least they're not looking for a partner.
Apparently not, you know.
God.
But I just, you know, I mean, and I'm like just, and then, you know, I've listened to your show and heard about that. And I mean, these are a broad range of issues. But I mean, I just in kindergarten, my first week, my son's identifying someone by their appearance, which he's never done with me. The second week, he's saying Trump is bad, which he's never heard that in our home. And then the third week, they're teaching him for an entire week, glorifying it with dressed up costumes about drugs to a kindergartner. So I'm just looking at government going, and people are just accepting it. And I'm scared for the future of my son. You know, I'm 51. I had him at an older age. I mean, he's, you know, I'll be fine, but you know, I'm trying to prepare him the best I can, but people are just letting this go and they can't. And they're seeing the fight as a political issue when it's a reality of it's an American issue. And I mean, this isn't Republican. This is an American issue. This is our life. This affects us, but people can't comprehend that for some reason. And that's why when I mentioned to you the other day, how people just aren't quite with it with this. They just aren't seeing it. I hope the people that are will get out there and say something. I mean, we all risk it, but I mean, I couldn't even put a Trump sticker on my car. And I'm in Trump territory. I could put it on there because I was afraid to get keyed. Can't put a sign in my yard. I was afraid I was going to get burglarized.
Well, you have a business, too. I mean, they're going to firebomb your business.
Well, exactly. And I mean, you know, it's just, my parents are members of a Trump course up there in this area, and they've had, you know, police there trying to make sure to prevent, you know, riots. They never happened, thank goodness. But it's just, you know, everyone talks about their safety and, you know, being silenced. I'm like, no. We're the ones that have been silenced. And we just can't be silenced anymore. That's what happened. That's what matters. And that's what I'm afraid of, that the submissiveness will take over. And I hope it doesn't.
Lisa, stay right there. We're on the other side. We're going to have Jeffrey, Matt, Uncle Kevin, and my cousin Lisa. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. This is the Power Hour. You are strong. You can do this. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Of course, our great website, many specials. We got a lot of specials on there. Please check them out. I don't want to take away big time to go over them. We need your support. You know, I'm not begging, but you know how this works. We don't get a check from George Soros. We don't get the checks like Fox from a Microsoft or the drug companies running ads. We don't have a ad for Monsanto that we run and they pay us all this money. So we can tell you the truth so that we're independent. And this is rare. This is rare. Also, need to know, if you have not signed up for our newsletter, we don't really have a newsletter, but we'll send different information to you, sometimes specials. We don't send them all that much. I would highly recommend that you sign up for the newsletter on the website or call and find out how to do this from the Power Mall. We don't know what the future is going to be. When I tell you, you know, when I say if Biden gets elected, we're probably not going to be on the air very long. I'm not exaggerating. So how can we reach you? How can we do things? By email. We can still email and do all that. We can connect with you that way. I think it's very important. We have a way to reach you if we need to reach you. Please don't. You know, we try not to send that many emails to you. We hardly ever promote to you, through email. Please don't unjoin. Please keep that door open so that we're able to, connect to you if we need to. Cause who knows what the future is going to be. If you're a praying person, please pray. 877-817-9829. That is the Power Mall's number. 877-817-9829. Right now we're going to bring in Jeffrey Matt. Of course, he's a great friend of the show. He was introduced to us from Jordan Maxwell. Then he came on the show. Really excited to have him. His perspective, his pursuit of truth, his insight, his perspective is unique. And we love unique, insightful, intelligent, truthful perspectives. JeffreyMatt.com is his website. Jeffrey, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me on, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be in such dire times, but it's a pleasure to be on with you, a network that that promotes the truth, that explores the truth, and wow.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. We also have Uncle Kevin. Are you there? What's Uncle Kevin doing? I thought he was there. Uncle Kevin,
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
There you are.
I'm here.
Well, good. Everybody's here. And Lisa, you're still here.
I'm still here.
Okay. Jeffrey, any comment up until this point that you had about what Lisa said or anything that you've heard so far?
Well, I'm heartbroken hearing that. You know, I used to live in North Carolina, and I just love that part of America. And to find out that the distortion of the voting, the distortion of the education, it's not just for North Carolina, it's everywhere. Unfortunately, it's a system that's been put into place to really disintegrate what we appreciate in life, the ability to make decisions on our own and have a lot of as much control as possible, but it's just changed so much. So I was just heartbroken to hear about that, because what this means, if there isn't action that's taken immediately, we're going to lose everything. And I don't say that lightly. You know, why would I come on the air and make such a claim unless it was absolutely dire? Because it's not just my freedom. It's everybody's freedom, not just in America, the world. Because this system that's coming in, once the America collapses, and that's the question, will it collapse completely or be a partial collapse? And that's hopefully I want to be able to go into that with you and explain, give a possibly a different perspective on how this is all really going down, but from a sort of an upper echelon point of view.
Okay, we'll get to that in just 1 second. Uncle Kevin, any comment that you have? And I know you want to encourage people. You got a phone number for them. So any comment and then the phone number.
I sure do. This is something that everybody can do. Everybody can do. Everybody can voice their opinion to the White House. Call the White House. The telephone number is 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. Voice your opinion. Tell Donald Trump. Get in front of the camera. Do what you have to do. Never give up. Never, ever give up and concede. If you have to do the Insurrection Act, do it.
Okay,
do
so
it.
What we want him to say is what? What do we want him to do? He's going to
just
say,
like Daniel Estulin came out and said, "We're at war." We're at war.
Here's what I would encourage people to say. Me personally, you guys can chime in. I would say I would point out some of the levels of fraud that are so obvious that anybody can. I mean, just calculations, you can figure this out. You know, you got 105% of the people voting in districts. That's fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows that. He should point out these obvious frauds. He can say we're at war. This is an extension of the Russia hoax. This is an extension of the impeachment. We are at war, and it's war. Not a war over me. It's a war over you. It's a war over your vote. It is obvious we have won. They have done all this, and we are not giving up, and we are going forward at some point. That's what I think he should do.
Yeah.
And come up with something.
Yeah, he should say, I'm never giving up. I am never giving up. I'm fighting for the American people in the American way in our republic.
And
absolutely.
That's great. And I need your help. That's what he
yes.
should say. And I need your help.
Yes.
I need you to call every one of the – call these – here's the area where 105% of the people voted. I need you to call the Secretary of State in Wisconsin, the Secretary of State in Michigan, saying this is unacceptable. This is a lie. You are a liar. Get on top of this.
Yes.
North Carolina. Why have you not called this for Trump? Georgia. What is this? This is a crime. We need to be aggressive.
We have to stand up. This is our time to stand up. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. This is our moment.
Maybe call into Fox. Call into. Why did you call Arizona so quickly? You know, call into Fox. They lectured us about 12 o'clock in the morning. About how they were justified in calling the election in Arizona. See, do you notice, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't these states calling these elections. Notice who is calling the election. The media
is
calling these states.
Yep, absolutely.
Notice who's calling these states. It's not the state of Arizona didn't say Joe Biden won. Fox News is saying Joe Biden won. And Fox News was the first major network to call it. Out of all the networks, it was Fox News. Why Fox News? Why did Fox News have to do it? Because that's where all the conservative people are. They had to get Fox News to get you to believe this. They had to take all their credibility that they still had left, and then that weaselly demon seed, Chris Wallace, had to come in there and justify it and twist the knife in your back as much as he could, just like he did in that first debate. Just like he did in the first debate, just twist it just enough. And get you to have enough hesitancy and enough doubt to make you believe that Joe Biden won Arizona. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he cost. It probably cost Trump a lot of votes.
And then a lot of votes later when
absolutely.
Polls that are still open.
That's exactly what
call
they, what
Florida. They wouldn't call Florida. It was so obvious.
So obvious. There, he was way ahead in the panhandle. He hadn't even voted yet.
Lise, last thought before you got to go, then we're going to get to Jeffrey.
Well, as you mentioned before, I mean, North Carolina's been a pretty good, it's been a good state to us for 20-plus years. Our family's all originally from the Carolinas. We've all moved around and come back. But, you know, it is a battleground state, and, you know, it's just, it's definitely, we've had an influx of New Yorkers move down here, just like Arizona and Texas has had California. So, you know, when you have that, you see it turning purple, you see it, you know, it, you could just see the changes that are happening here after being here 20 years, that they've been basically in the last probably about 5 to 10 years that are starting to get more and more purple, more and more blue. And it's just, it is just sad. It's been a beautiful state, and it's, it just, you've never had reason to doubt what's going on here. And, like I said, people here are just, it's been ruined by this governor who got reelected. Gee, I'm surprised on how he got reelected. But anyway, he got reelected, and he just happened to throw out money 2 weeks before the election and open everything up 2 weeks before the election after 7 months of being closed down. He did everything right before the election. So it's just unfortunate. And I just, again, I'm one of those that tries to stay conservative. Like you said, I own a business, I'm a mom, I have a kid in school. We're trying to be kind of quiet and not, you can't be anymore. You just can't. This is our lives, our children's lives, our future. And you have to start questioning. And those that question you for questioning, you need to let them know to also question as well, because that's what I'm seeing right now with my friends. They're also conservative in nature, and they're being submissive. I'm like, don't be submissive. Question this. Look into this. Make it heard, because you can't let it go. You know, you just can't, because this depends on everything. Anyway, that's what's happened here in our little local community in our North Carolina state, and it's obviously a picture of what's happened in other battleground and states and around the country. And we've got a lot to be concerned about.
Well, Lise, love you. I'll see you at Thanksgiving, and thank you for your perspective, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, love you too. Take care.
See you, Lisa.
Bye, Uncle Kevin. Bye.
Jeffrey, I don't know how much time we got left. We got about 10, 15 minutes. Go any direction that you want to go with this, kind of how you see this breaking down, how it's not quite what we may think it is, and what do you see for the next little bit?
Sure. So one of the first things I want to start with is to help explain what I think is the most pertinent point to really sort of start from an American perspective. And then I'm going to explain where I think this is all going. So the first thing I want to mention is that David Rockefeller has a book, a memoirs book, and there's a quote that I want to read out. And you know, if those of you have heard it,
Just read it. Yeah, just read it, Jeffrey.
Some even believe we're part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. David Rockefeller.
Wow.
Now, this whole thing with the fraud, they have a lot on the line, and the American people have a lot on the line too. It's a freedom for the whole world. It's not just for the American people. It's for the whole world. And I was asked a question. I froze a little bit, but now today I'm not going to freeze. If you look at the concept when I say, well, the Constitutional Republic was lost many, many years ago, supposedly replaced with a corporation called the United States Incorporated in 1871. Well, people say, well, you know, can you help me find a proof of that? If you go to Cornell Law School on the web, on their website, there's a specific place. It's called the U.S. Code, Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedures. And Section 3002 says definitions, and that's what I'm going to be reading to you today. The state means any of the several states, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, or any territory or possession of the United States. Well, then the next definition is, what is the United States? And it means a federal corporation. So when the Constitutional Republic was lost, it was replaced with a federal corporation, but they need to have their own outfit, so they came up with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they came up with the federal government. And so we're inside of a federal corporation, so we're employees and we're possessions. And so when you go out and you vote, you have to go figure out which district you're in, because that district is connected to the District of Columbia. And that District of Columbia is a place, yeah, I think it even says on their license plates, it's taxation without representation. And so when you vote, you have to go into your district and you have to prove that you're a resident. And what is resident? Res is Latin for thing or property. And ident is connected to the word identity. So you're a thing and you're a property, and you have to identify yourself so that you can vote. So you're their property. This is how the people at the top think. This is not how I think, and this is not how I believe the American people think at all. But we've been tricked. We've been had. And this whole voting fraud that's going on needs to be addressed immediately. And for me, the way I'm going to do it, and I actually am going to write down the number again, I'm going to think about it for a little while, and I'm going to call the White House, and I'm going to tell them what I think too, because I need to participate in the solution. So this whole thing with the federal corporation, the $26, $27 trillion of debt, what we're actually in right now is a world bankruptcy. Now, they want to cover it up, and they're going to call it the global reset with the you know, what's his name, Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, when you have to reinvigorate and rethink everything. No, it's a giant bankruptcy, and we're stuck inside of it. So how do we take control of the situation? How do we move towards saving the United States as a company, then having Trump do his work, whatever, and I'll go into that in a few moments, where he needs to take immediate action, and then hopefully transform it back to a constitutional republic and sort of tell Benjamin Franklin, hey, we decided we wanted to keep it. We wanted to keep our republic. So this is just my point of view. And inside the bankruptcy, you got to trick everybody so that they don't understand what's happening, so that you have the least amount of flack possible, so they came out with COVID. And COVID is a cover. It's a big smoke screen. It's a big smoke screen, and it's designed to separate us and so that we can't assemble. Just like in the First Amendment, the right of assembly. Because if we come together, nothing can stop us. And that's where freedom of speech is as well. So it's being attacked and it's been destroyed. And as soon as you're politically correct, not the listenership and not you, Daniel, but as soon as we hear this leftist stuff where it's politically correct, political correctness, in my humble opinion, it destroys freedom of speech, because you have to monitor yourself. You have to monitor other people. No, thank you. I want to assemble for freedom. I want to be part of the solution. And in this bankruptcy, we need to take understand how they perceive us. If they perceive us as a res ident, and we're all connected to the District of Columbia, which is part of a federal government and a federal corporation, then we need to understand that Donald Trump, the president, an American president, the more I look at him, the more I'm convinced he's the real deal. He is under unbelievable pressure. He understands bankruptcy. He understands the system. He understands. He put his entire life in understanding all this. And he can change the outcome of the bankruptcy where we don't lose everything. And he said we could have the potential the greatest year ahead of us, because he rewired America as a basic beginning. But he did so under extreme pressure of people not following his orders. It's unbelievable. So the question is, understand who your mayor is, understand who your sheriff is, get involved with your local community if the national or international scene is too much, study what's happening with the voting, call your mayor, find out as much as you can, do whatever you can. And also to remember that this COVID smokescreen that's get everybody putting on masks and 6 feet away, it prevents us from being able to assemble and to fight for ourselves and defend ourselves. That's this all about, because the social credit system in China that I've spoken about in previous shows, okay, that's what they're installing right now by having you standing 6 feet away, put a mask on, censorship and everything. It's the Chinese beta system for the global model of the social credit system. And if Donald Trump doesn't confront this fraud and doesn't start taking legal action, I would hope for arrests and maybe send a clear message to the media. Maybe one of the networks needs to be sort of frozen or taken down to send a message to the other ones. You can't call elections early in states. You're not in the state. You can't do that. So something needs to be done. I'm not saying that's exactly what needs to be done because I'm not, I don't enforce the law. I'm a citizen. But what I'm saying is that there needs to be some sort of action taken, and this fraud needs to be exposed completely. And if he does that and we find out who actually won, if President Trump gets reelected, he can change the outcome of this horrible nightmare where it was supposed to be completely gone. We're not supposed to be on this show today if it hadn't been for Donald Trump's action and his administration. Now, I'm sure there's some people that maybe not need, you know, I don't agree with.
I don't know if people understand what you just said and how true it is.
Well, I hopefully it makes sense. But the social credit system, if you go into a bankruptcy, the first thing that happens is you meet a trustee and he asks you, okay, what do you have? What do you owe? Okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to give you 10 bucks a week so you can go to a movie so you're not stuck with nothing. And they give you an outline of how you can live until the bankruptcy is discharged. Just like when you leave the military, you're discharged. And did you do it honorably or dishonorably? This is all business. You're looking at a global corporate merger and where they're dissolving the United States Incorporated and they're bringing the United Nations up to basically run the show and have no competition. The only competition left for the United Nations is the United States Incorporated. It's us, and we're not things, and we're not property. We're free. And so the social credit system can be stopped and can be broken if we back him up, we support him, we get involved. We make phone calls, we send letters, we write emails, we send text messages, we share the Power Hour with as many people as you can. If you have the means, you support the network, you buy whatever you need and be part of the solution. And I already know the listenership's already like that. And I understand what I'm saying is very, very sort of big picture, and it's just my opinion. But I think over time, this kind of information will become more and more obvious. And I have presentations that explain a large chunk of it on my website. But this is just sort of a quick synopsis of what I think it is. And so the social credit system is that checklist that the trustee tells you. You can only have $100 a week for groceries and $10 for entertainment until it is discharged. Well, the social credit system tells you how to behave in every way. You can't go see this person. You're on the blacklist. So it's just a digital version of a bankruptcy where you have to follow all the rules because it's not your bankruptcy. It's somebody else's bankruptcy, but you have to comply with it. That's why you're a res ident. That's why you're a thing. You're a property in a corporation. We need to gain the control of the U.S. Inc., transform into a constitutional republic, and be the example for the world. And because, you know, the rest of the world is counting. This life is on the line of what happens with this election outcome. So that's just my take and two cents there. I hope it makes sense. And a lot of this stuff I expand upon on my website. And hopefully, Daniel, what I said made sense.
It made sense to me because I know a lot about this. We've talked about this before. I think for our audience, we've had different guests on. I mean, you know, Pastor Wright, America's Pastor, has talked about some of these identifications. Pastor Butcher was on yesterday talking about, you know, dominion. They want dominion over you. I mean, it's that simple. I will break it down this way for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same thing. We can argue about communist this or the legalistic way that America's been broken up, what Jeffrey just described, which is all true. We can talk about that, or I can make this simple for you. Whenever you see the Bill of Rights violated, you know that lawlessness is at foot. You know that Satanism is at foot. Because we are either divinely created, we live in a world of truth, or we live in a world of lies and illusions, and our rights are violated by people. And rights being violated is not a small thing. Because who are they really offending? If you violate my rights, who gave me my rights? My Creator gave me my rights. So if you are violating my rights, who are you really offending and really sticking your nose up to? The Creator. So if you're a Christian and you go to church and you're a pastor and you're not talking about these things, your relevance in this world has diminished. And you want to get offended by that? I don't care. Get offended. If you're not addressing some of these identification things, if you're not addressing the divinity and the connection to our Creator, which we have, to God, to Jesus, that the Spirit of God is within us, and that when the government does this, they are not just offending. It's not a difference of political opinion. They are offending God. Okay. If you're not talking about this, your relevancy, your purpose on this earth as a pastor, I personally find little value in you. That's me. Because here we are right now. If you're going to be a watchman on the wall, we don't live in the year 1200. We live in the year 2020. If you're a watchman on the wall, if you're a representative of God, or you claim to be, and you're not saying this, then what purpose do you have? Jeffrey Matt is more of a preacher than 90% of these preachers out there. He's more of a pastor. He's more of a shepherd. This show, like it or want to, it's kind of come into almost a religious type. Not almost, it has. It has a religious type slant to it. It's a ministry because it's about the truth. What did Joyce always say? It's all about the truth. So when you talk about the truth, who is the source of truth? God is the truth. And if you don't connect all these things, then what are you? In our future, the phone number, Jeffrey, you want to write down that phone number for everybody. I think everybody at the very least. At the very least, you can call this phone number, 202-456-1111. That's the White House. You obviously can do whatever you want. I encourage you to do whatever you want concerning this. What I might suggest to you is you want President Trump to stand up in front of the American people to identify some of the obvious fraud, to just go ahead and bring it out. Here's what happened. Boom, boom, boom. Michigan, 138,000 straight votes for Biden at 4 o'clock in the morning. Boom, boom, boom. Districts voting over 100%. This is obvious. There's no argument about these things. It's being stolen from us. That's what we need. Turn down that music, please, Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the music. We love you. We care about you. We're going to hear for you. Jeffrey, last word is yours. About 10 seconds, my friend.
We live in very, very dangerous times. Prepare yourself psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. I believe in you. Everybody who's listening, I believe in you. And I believe in the power of assembling for freedom. And it's an honor for me to be on such an incredible network. Thank you again.
Let me declare in the name of God that all those who want truth will find truth, and that power and spirit and God will be upon you and guide your steps and protect you and your family, and that truth may reign out on this election, that we may get who we choose in the name of God. It is done. It is done. It is done. See you soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Happy, hey, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. JeffreyMatt.com.
Jeffrey, are you there?
It's a friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.